is it true to state that when the supervisors would come late or not show up to the program, that you were the one who was assigning the new supervisors to take their place on the spot, and in fact was critical the fact that you had to appoint 18-year-olds to become the supervisors?
When on the days that I would observe out my back window that children were languishing, I'd go outside and find out what's going on. They'd say the supervisor didn't come. So I would ask another child, maybe 19 or 20, to supervise this group because the supervisor didn't come out. And this was based on observations that I saw.
Okay. Now, in a letter you wrote, you indicated when the supervisors would come late or no-show, I would have to double or triple the teams with Mr. Anthony or create new 18-year-old supervisors on the spot.
Yes.
So you were also supervising the work of the... You were supervising with Mr. Anthony.
No. No, I wasn't. What I said in that letter, that when I would see those kids standing out, unsupervised, children running all over the parking lot, sure, some locked and braced with each other, some play fighting, I would go outside and I would ask another supervisor to take these other groups, and I'd go back into my dental office.
And then you would appoint other 18-year-olds to be supervisors?
No, I wouldn't appoint. I would ask them to be under Mr. Anthony to double up, and maybe an 18 or 19-year-old would be an assistant for a group of kids.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the fact that you didn't supervise this program, were you also a person who solicited participation of people who had participated through the Youth Alive program? Did you send out solicitations or invitations to them because you knew them?
No, but we did let those children know that we were doing the program again, but it would be through Life Institute.
And in fact, it says that you personally called those kids. Did you do that?
Some of my staff, and I did call some kids to let them know that we would be doing the program again.
And as far as keeping the records of attendance, you indicated that they were supposed to do sign-in sheets with the supervisors, correct?
They were supposed to do that.
Right, but some of them didn't do that, correct?
Some of them didn't do that.
And in fact, it indicates that you personally took roll daily and was happy to provide the daily attendance figures to Life Institute. So you personally took roll each day?
There were some days that I went out and took roll because there was no supervisors available.
And then some of the children, there was some problem with the children weren't all coming at the same time, correct?
Yes.
The program was supposed to be administered from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., correct?
No, 10 to 2.
What time?
10 to 2.
I apologize. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. was the regular hours of the program.
Yes.
And some of the children couldn't make those hours, correct?
Well, some of them couldn't, so some worked in the evenings.
Right. And in fact, they worked with you in the evening to make up the time, correct?
They would work with my husband.
Okay. Well, when you wrote this letter back in August and you said those youth worked with me to make up for the time in the evenings, me doesn't refer to yourself?
Well, if I said me, I was referring to my husband. I was referring to the fact that they would meet up at Flagey Field, mm-hmm, and then be dispersed to wherever they were going to go to work.
Right. In fact, you indicated that we usually even clean the football field after the Rams practice.
Yes.
We meaning yourself again, correct?
Well, most of the time I would be there.
Okay. All right. Now, it also indicates that you were owed money from this program. Were you the one directing the spending of money?
No.
All right. Can you tell me what money was owed for a contract for grass cutting?
We had talked about getting the older kids to cut grass, and some of those older boys did cut grass along Southwestern Parkway. And those kids never got paid. They got paid by me. I never even asked to be reimbursed for that.
Okay, so when you wrote in here, I'm still awaiting monies for the following portion of the Green Clean Team commitment, you weren't expecting to be reimbursed?
No, because I think at that time all the money had been expended, and I just didn't worry about it.
Okay.
I just wanted District 1 to be clean and look good.
All right. You also allocated money for T-shirts for the program?
That was supposed to happen. That never did happen.
A end of program party or cookout?
We did have the end of the year cookout.
And payment for water and other drinks and food provided by your husband?
Yes.
And a camera and video camera?
We were hoping to be able to record the Green Clean Team, but we never were able to do that.
School supplies?
Yes, we wanted to supply back-to-school supplies for the kids, and we were not able to do that.
And you indicate because the check just came in, I understood that I could not get these things prior to now, but hopefully there's no problem in Life Institute providing payment for the above-mentioned items.
Right.
So you were expecting payment from the Life Institute from this grant proceed for those items?
We were hoping to buy, one of my colleagues said, Judy, why don't you buy a couple of weed eaters? One of my Metro Council colleagues said, buy a couple of weed eaters and let the older kids do that. We were wanting to purchase the weed eaters. We were wanting to purchase camera and recording equipment, and we're not able to do so.
Now, one of the items that we've mentioned is a reimbursement of money to you in the approximate amount of either $39 or $4,900, and we'll clear that up with Dr. Woods. But are you aware of the fact that the program was unable to account for approximately $4,905 that was supposed to be paid to team supervisors?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Do you know if there was no receipt and there was no check written, how are they going to account for the payment to you?
There was a receipt. His sister brought the money to me, and I signed a receipt. And I didn't keep a copy, or if I did, I just can't find it.
You also indicated that once the grant was awarded by the Metro government, then the Metro government no longer was involved in the administration of the grant, correct?
No, the Metro government was involved. I do believe it came under the departments of Neighborhood, Marilyn Edwards.
In fact, there are reporting requirements back to the housing department, correct?
Yes.
And in those reporting requirements, they have to disclose the disbursement of the fines.
Yes.
And one of the way they do that, I mean, you've been involved in charitable organizations your entire life.
Yes.
Or a long time. And that's very admirable. And I'm sure you're familiar with one of the ways of doing that is you keep good records, correct?
That's correct.
And that's the reason you write checks for things.
That's correct.
And the reason you don't write checks for things is you don't necessarily want them to be seen in your check register.
Well, I'm not sure what Dr. Wood's reasoning was.
Well, give me one other reason.
You'd have to ask him.
Okay, well, I'm asking you. You took the cash.
I can't speak for Dr. Woods.
Now, you also testified a moment ago that everybody who interviewed got a job, correct?
That's correct.
But not everybody who wanted an interview got an interview, did they?
Everybody that wanted an interview and came to the interview, interviewed and got a job.
How were they scheduled the interviews?
The children would come to the NIA Center and basically just wait in the lobby, and we would call one at a time.
And they would have to be told when to be there, correct?
We gave them a timeline, like between 1 to 2 or, 10 to 12 or 2 to 4.
And if Dr. Woods indicated that a number of his people never got an interview, would that be accurate?
That would not be accurate.